Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
You're doing a live mix?
Yeah.
Different song.
You like it?
Kind of worked.
Didn't it?
But it was just you singing, though.
That's fine.
Get the real track. I'm enjoying that because I've had a Red Bull, so I can enjoy anything right now. I've got wings. I'm up and about. You're having a tea. You're going crazy over there with your buttons.
Lemon and honey.
Look at you with your fair trade mug. God, you're a loose cannon. You're such a great co-host.
Guys,
so lucky to have you.
Get around me.
1 hour of naughty radio to come.
Yeah.
And Tom, do you want to precursor this nudity?
What do you do in the nude? I've learned of a brand new company over in the UK, which I think the lads of Triple M will definitely want to hear about.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
It's certainly piqued my interest.
That'll be up in about 25 minutes or so.
My ears pricked up.
Oh.
But let's stay on track now because I want to ask a serious question. Have you been to rehab? Obviously, Amy Winehouse made it famous by one, going to rehab, but two, singing about it. But I want to know, let's go behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What are the kinds of things that happen there? I mean, is there secrets or is it really just about the immersion in getting away from the bad stuff that you're escaping?
Yeah.
How does it work?
We have questions.
We have a lot of questions.
133353, have you been to rehab? That's our question.
Of any kind.
Mm. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine. Oh, what a track. 1999, Prince. Oh, good moving of the microphone. Triple M, it's Tom and Ollie. Well done, Ollie. Good radio stuff.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We will get to what do you do in the nude very soon, but a bit of a serious one now.
Have you been to rehab? Yeah. And what was it like? What goes on there? I mean, how do they achieve the results that they achieve, and what goes on? 133353 is our number, and we love your sharing your stories. Make the show. We have questions, of course, and let's start with Peter. Peter, you had alcoholism, I guess.
Yes, mate. I was an alcoholic for pretty much since I was 16. I got introduced early, and it just blossomed from there.
Yes. Wow. So, how long were you abusing alcohol for?
Mate, best part of 20-odd years.
Yep.
So what? So mid-30s, you kind of realised or did something about it?
Yes, mate. Yeah. Other callers will tell you, when you reach bottom, you sort of got to look at yourself and move on.
Yeah.
And so, was it your decision to go to rehab, or did someone kind of say, hey, mate?
I knew for a long time.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple of years to come to that decision that that's best for me to give it a go. So I went through a bit of a breakdown, tried committing suicide, nearly achieved my goal.
Oh, wow.
And then, I put myself into rehab.
Yeah.
Peter, with that sort of moment of knowing that you, not a moment, but years maybe of knowing you need to go to rehab but not being able to do it, is that you're in a sort of a battle with yourself about, you know, whether you can handle it or whether you're ready for it?
No, mate. I never believed I had a problem because I was a functioning alcoholic.
Right.
I was going to work every day. I was doing what was required of me. Mm. But it got to a point where it started affecting not only my job but my personal life. Mm. And that's when you sort of scratch your head and go, well, okay, enough. I really need to do something.
And so how long were you in rehab for?
Mate, I was lucky enough to go private.
Yeah.
So I was in there very quickly after my attempted suicide.
Yeah.
And I was only in there for a month.
Yeah. But that was long enough to get you the help that you needed.
Mate, yeah. Yeah, they were very, very good. Yeah. It's a completely different system. It's obviously not church driven like a lot of the government ones.
Yeah.
But it's support when you come out, to be honest, it makes most of the difference.
And so when you're in there, Peter, with the rehab, is it basically just like a hospital where you stay there and you just have no alcohol and they, how are you helped through it?
As I was saying, I don't know the public system, but the private system, it's more of a life coaches, and you, every day you have class.
Oh, cool.
So your days are filled up. You do have free time, but there's no alcohol, mate. If a doctor prescribes you medicine, that's closely guarded, monitored, and distributed as needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, thank you very much for sharing your experiences with rehab, Peter. And, of course, Lifeline 13 11 14. If anything that Peter there said triggered anything, of course, suicide is no option. There's always help available, so Lifeline's a great place to go. Or adf.org.au, the Australian and Drug Foundation. Alcohol and Drug Foundation.
Let's hear from Kevin, who's a bit older. And back in the 70s, Kevin, you were in rehab.
Yeah, I was in Vietnam in 1970 and started, after the first time I actually seen I killed somebody.
Right.
I sort of went into a real bad way, and a friend of mine who happened to be a doctor in the army, he had this tiny little bit of heroin and said, yeah, that'll sort of sort you out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I took a little bit, and that was great. And what turned out once every now and then turned out to every day of the week and for 13 years.
Wow. Jeez. A doctor prescribing heroin. That's pretty insane, isn't it?
Oh, back in the 70s, it was just another form of medication.
Yeah. And so how long were you in rehab for?
When I gave it up, my dealer, he got busted, and I had no way of getting it in. I wasn't buying out of the street. So I just signed myself into the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Mm-hmm. And once that got over, about 6 weeks, strapped to a gurney, I needed to go into rehab to make sure I stayed off it.
Wow, so you spent 6 weeks strapped to a bed.
Yeah, strapped to a bed. Oh. Towards the end of 1963, I was using 14 grams a day.
Whoa.
And I was having 14 hits a day, and they were 1 gram hits of pure heroin.
And so when you went to rehab, like what kind of things did they do for you? Was it a lot of chatting, a lot of classes, like a lot of assessing? How did it help?
Yeah, no, it was just a great deal of talking and chatting and meeting other people and talking to other people about my experience and listening to their experiences, and that was for 4.5 months.
Yeah.
Right, so the main crux of it is kind of just talking it out and being supported and supportive. Is that really how it works?
Yeah, you're in a situation where you're talking with other people that's sort of gone through a very similar situation.
Yeah.
And just talking about it builds up a wall between the drug and you. Mm. And you sort of finally get over the idea of even wanting to touch it, because I've never touched a drug since, except tobacco and alcohol.
Right. Mm. That's kind of the same theory as AA, isn't it? Alcoholics Anonymous is where it's just you chat to people and you have that community and you reinforce each week those ideas that you've discussed about, you know, this is not good for me.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing, Kevin. Of course, Lifeline 13 11 14 and adf.org.au if you do need help. But I'm hoping some of these stories are helping you. 1-333-53, if you've ever been to rehab, we'd love to hear your experiences. We have questions here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Smells like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's Naughty After Nine, What Do You Do in the Nude? Very soon. And Ollie, thank you for tagging me in the meme that says that one loser who has to hold his nose when he jumps in the pool. I promise you, that is not me. I grew up by the beach. I'm a beach boy. I'm a beach bum.
I'm getting in the water. Here we go. Going to get water on my nose.
What did you grow up in, the inner city? I grew up by the beach.
I grew up in Sandringham, mate. There was a beach there. It's not very good for swimming in.
Oh, that's really national. That's really national of you saying the name.
Mate, there's a Sandringham everywhere.
Great.
Idiot.
Hey, let's get into this one. It's a bit serious.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We're learning all about rehab, rehabilitation, and the physical place of rehab and what it's like to go there and go through that process.
Yeah, what's the experience? I just have no idea what happens inside rehab.
Yeah, I thought by now, Tom, you would have got the Amy Winehouse bit up and played it ad nauseum, but no. You're being more serious, are you?
Yeah, I don't think it's worth
Amy does
them.
Say, they try and make me go to rehab. I said no. Mm. Is that because it's a bad place, or is it because it's just...
Wasn't she... She was in a pretty tough place at that time. Oh, if you can ever watch the documentary, Amy,
yeah, it's great.
Wow, you need to see it. Well, but yeah, I'm pretty sure she was pretty against it.
Yeah, she had a whole host of issues going on, from drugs to mental health. But look, we're hearing your stories on 13353 of rehab. Let's hear from Todd. Todd, what is your scenario?
I was introduced to heroin through a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Started off, was trying to get her off it.
Right.
And it was just that difficult. It got to the point, stupidly, that if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
And that lasted for about, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 months when I started using. And before you know it, you're not using it to get high anymore. Yeah. You're using it to stop from getting sick.
Yeah. When you say that you can't beat them, join them, was that more about your or love and passion for her, or was it more about the drug being addictive, do you think?
Yeah, it was sort of curiosity as to why.
Yeah.
She couldn't, like, beat it and get off it. I did go to rehab.
What was that like?
Going through the other end where they've put me on a medication.
Mm-hmm. Todd, what was rehab like?
Medication?
Let's start with rehab. What was rehab like?
It's tough. Like, it wasn't an in-house. It was go there every day, get your, kind of like methadone.
Yeah.
But something, it's different.
Yeah.
Methadone's really bad. This is a lot better.
Okay.
And it nulls the effects of heroin, and it stops you from getting sick, basically.
And so at rehab, you were taking the methadone, but were you also doing a whole bunch of...
No, it's not methadone. Yeah,
it was a style of that variant.
Sure. But were you having kind of counselling along with it? How does that work?
They didn't enforce it, but it was highly suggested that you should get counselling as well.
Yeah. Did you go with your partner or just you?
My partner had already gone, and that was the last I saw of her.
Right.
And then, I was left on my own. It took everything from me. I've lost my house. I have no money at all. I ended up on the dole, ended up losing my job. Through one way or another, all related back to heroin.
Mm. Well, it's a tough spot.
Keep that
Todd.
Fight going, Todd.
Yeah, definitely do. Thank you for sharing. Of course, adf.org.au, the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, if you want more information for this. Jay, you're clean now, 90 days. You were on the drug heroin as well on 13353.
Hey, Tom and Ollie. Yeah. I'm actually 87 days clean. I'm nearly 90 days. It'll be 90 days Thursday.
Yeah,
wow.
Great.
So is that a huge milestone for you?
You know what? It is. I mean, every day is a milestone, but like, I suppose I came into recovery in 05 and got a lot of clean time up. And then I went back out there after about 9 years and sort of been, just getting back into it in the last sort of 12 months. And yeah, it's a wild ride. But it's amazing, really.
So now that you've gotten clean and then you fall back into it and you're clean again, is your attitude different now?
I've got a lot more to lose now. Like, I came into recovery. I had a bag of clothes. I've been sleeping on mum's couch. And now, through recovery, like, I've got an amazing wife, beautiful kids, a career. Like, I've just got, a life beyond my wildest dreams, and I've got a lot to lose. Right. But, I drifted away from what got me clean, and, sure enough, I picked up again. And, anyone who's up for going to rehab or, like, wanting to change, it's absolutely 100% possible to get clean and have an amazing life. Like, no matter what your poison is, ice, whatever, heroin, like mine was.
That's great, Jay. So your friends now and your circles are all about keeping it positive and keeping it clean.
Yeah. And I have been, ever since I sort of got clean back in the day, my whole you know, I've kept the boys that were there at the start. You know, I was sort of the black sheep in the group, you know. But, yeah, it's an amazing ride. If you want an amazing drug, like, get clean. Like, live life sober. That's an extreme way to live. Living total abstinence is an extreme way to live. And that's the craziest ride you'll ever go on. Don't worry about the Persian rug.
That's great, Jay. I love that because Tom just freaked out. Then he was like, oh, what's he going to say? But then you said the drug is life. Yeah. And that's beautiful.
And a great message went on there, Jay. Thank you so much for sharing. And thank you for all of your calls. We couldn't get to all of you. But it seems like adf.org.au is a great place to go, and rehab is great if you are struggling. After this double play, Ollie, we're going to talk nudity. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, woo. Naughty After Nine. We're going home very soon.
Half an hour.
Yeah. Getting it done. That's, of course, Vance Joy, the new one from him. That album's very nice as well, Nation of Two. You should check that out. Before that, we had Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf.
Double play on a Monday.
Double play.
Which we love.
Every time we play.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Let's get into this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
You're on Triple M. You're with Tom and Ollie. And this is the headline, Ollie. I feel very natural naked.
Oh, yeah.
28-year-old nude cleaner reveals what the lucrative job is really like.
Yeah. Tom. Keep talking, my friend, because I am on board for a nude cleaner.
Sounds like it. You're a bit like this. Took me a while to find that.
Yeah, real punchy, man.
Sia. Not the singer. Sia Rodney. She's 28 years old. She signed up to a website called Naturist Cleaners more than a year ago as a fun way to earn some extra cash, says news.com. She's earning $82 an hour, right? Now, let's talk about this, because if you're a nude cleaner, I would be expecting $100 an hour.
Because we have a cleaner in our apartment.
Yeah.
And
someone's made of money. Jeez. She
comes once a fortnight.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you say, we pay her probably like $35-$40 an hour.
Yeah.
So this young 28-year-old is getting nude for $80 an hour.
It's ridiculous.
It's not that expensive. No. So I'm really interested as to where I can get the contact details. Is this in Australia?
No, she's from England. She's a mother of three kids. Not free kids. If she was a mother of three kids, it would be a very weird situation.
Very hard to work out.
So $82 in England as well, where everything's super expensive.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, but what are the ethics here? Because with our cleaner, you've got to leave the house just to get out of the way. Because you don't want to be, you can't just sit around. So if I was to hire the 28-year-old nude cleaner
let me tell you.
I want to see the job being done.
You would.
Well, I'm not going to pay for a nude cleaner and then leave the house. It's a waste of money. I'll get a cleaner who's, you know, an old man who's good at his job.
Have you ever thought that, why would you say that a man's good at his job?
No, I'm just saying I'm not into that. So I'm not going to want to watch that.
Come on, mate. You're bloody sexist.
An old man was doing your house. You'd stick around, wouldn't you?
Yes, daddy. Her husband fully supports it. Here's the process.
Her husband fully supports it.
Clients make an online booking after deciding how long they need the cleaner for, as well as any preferences they may have regarding the cleaner. Like, oh, please clean under the bottom drawers all the time.
Or please degrout the showers thoroughly. Not sexually, just... Just please get the grout out from those tiles.
The company then sends photos of several recommended cleaners based on the client's preferences. The client decides who they want, and the cleaner then arrives at the designated time, respectably dressed, before disrobing privately and getting to work.
Got so many questions.
Yeah, clients are strictly forbidden from filming or taking photos of the cleaners. The company does hire male nude cleaners, but females are far more popular with clients.
Mate, you need to get involved, Tom. You can change those stats.
All right. Do you know what? There's two things I want here. Number one, on 133353, what do you do in the nude? That's the first reason that you want to call. The second reason is, have you ever, like, done a service in the nude? Like, are you doing a normal service in the nude?
Have you stripped for something?
Yeah, or like you're a naked cook, or you are a naked bartender, or something like that.
Naked chef. Jamie
Oliver. Yeah, I want to hear. Oh, good. 133353. What do you do in the nude? Or are you a nude something for your job? Give us a call. You're Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M.
That's right. I feel very natural naked, says a 28-year-old nude cleaner. Yeah. What's all this about, you cheeky little bugger?
Yes, please.
Huh?
Well, I'm just keen. But, I mean, the question is, though, this woman's getting naked and cleaning houses for $80 an hour.
Yeah.
Seemingly very cheap.
Yeah.
Is her getting nude affecting the quality of the clean, do you think? Because that's a consideration.
It'd be better, wouldn't it?
If she's naked.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought so.
133353, what do you do in the nude? Or have you done any type of nude thing for your job? Hey, Matt.
Yeah, Tom Nollard.
Hey. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
You like to get nude?
Not nude. Well, I am nude now. But anyway, back in the day, I was a chef at a restaurant in Camberwell.
Yeah.
And after hours, we'd shut up shop. Everyone go home and get a couple of girls back. And we'd go back into the restaurant. Completely naked. And turn the restaurant back on, start cooking and cooking a few more than just what was on offer.
Oh, cooking up a bit of a sexy storm.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Frying some eggs.
Frying kebabs, frying freeways.
What the hell was that?
Producer Bell.
What was on, that, mate. Bell?
What are you doing?
Who was that guy? What was this deal?
What's this?
Is it a gag?
Come on, what's going on with Producer Bell?
Is that a stitch up?
Come on. What's the deal? What?
He, a bit of a letdown,
Good.
Hey, Matt, you're on the radio.
Yeah, well, I was a ship and we got nude. Okay,
It's like, nah, come on.
No, what do you do in the nude? At least be legible on the air. We want to hear what you're saying. It's radio. We can't see you. 133353. What did you do in the nude? You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah.
Flowers, walls, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
G'day, producer Belle.
G'day.
And no, Belle, that song is not Bowie singing there. That was it's Flowers.
Come on, mate.
It sounds
but
like
it does sound like Bowie. Mm. You made a good point there.
Thank you.
From 1980. What do you do in the nude? 133353. Give us a call. Pretty slow on the phones for this one, producer Belle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. Well, Matt was good.
Was he?
Was he?
Didn't sound too good. Sounded like he was nude. Well, he was nude at the time and also inebriated.
Very interesting. You couldn't get on to Brett, though. What happened?
No, so Brett just called through and then we've lost him and he's 24 now.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
You know what? You get me in here and then you grill me. So.
No. This is a conversation.
Fine.
Okay.
It's a safe space.
He's 24 now and he was 20 and he was a pool cleaner. The classic.
Oh.
And a lovely older woman hired him and then asked him to do it in the nude.
Oh, I'd do it for sure.
Yes.
Well, of course you guys would.
This is like some kind of OC style stuff going on. Orange County, which my favorite show back in the day. There was one of those scenarios happened where there was a guy cleaning the pool and he was getting pretty nude.
Yeah, got with Marissa's mum.
Yeah, Marissa's mum.
Oh, Brett didn't do it. He got scared.
Oh,
mate. Get your pool cleaner out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Nude.
What have you done in the nude, producer Bell? Anything?
Showered.
Go away.
Go and answer the phone.
I've been to a nude beach before.
Were you nude?
Yeah.
It's pretty safe though, isn't it? As far as answers go, it's not very.
I did nude surfing at the nude beach.
Oh, that would have been a sight.
Yeah, I did that.
You did nude surfing?
Oh, maybe just swimming actually. Maybe not surfing. I watched along.
Producer Bell, go out and
Go answer the phones.
Yeah. 133353. What do you do in the nude?
Easy one here.
Yeah. Oh, we've done radio in the nude.
Oh yeah,
that was our job.
Done nude drawing in the nude.
Did nude drawing in the nude.
What's it called? Life drawing.
Yeah. Life drawing.
I can't remember anything for this because I don't mind being nude whenever.
We're pretty nude willy-nilly.
I was nude last night in our Airbnb. Just walking around the place pre-bedtime with the lads.
I went to a whole thing called Nude Man Fest. Which was like six days straight of being nude.
That's too far.
I say straight of being nude. But hey, Josh.
How you going?
Good, mate. What are you doing in the nude?
The occasion. Well, once a year. We haven't done it for a while now, but just naked stroll with the boys late at night in the park after we've had a few cans.
You go nude walking?
With the boys, you mean your children or your mates?
with my mates.
Yeah, because it does sound like you're taking your sons for a walk.
Come on, boys.
No,
no, no, no. Go. Get naked.
Yeah. Okay, this sounds fun.
It sort of started off as a nudie run,
yeah,
but as we got a bit older, it sort of turned into
a nudie walk. It's like a fun run, but it's just a nude walk. It's great.
Yeah.
How long's the walk?
Oh, about 20 minutes.
Jeez.
And are you pretty keen to avoid punters?
Well, it's usually pretty late at night, and it's usually after grand final day or when we've gotten together and had a bit of a gathering. And
It is funny from your point of view, but if you were a bystander on the street who did see a bunch of naked men walking around, it's a very strange sight.
It would be a bit intimidating, I'd imagine.
I'd almost run away.
We're pretty discreet. In the years that we've done it, I don't think we've ever been caught.
And if someone, and if you saw someone, you'd just hide in the bushes, and that would be weird.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Weird.
You know what's interesting, though? It's better to see a nude runner than a nude walker.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
a
nude walker, there's a little of insanity.
Yeah.
Because a walk is sort of closer to a prowl, I guess.
Yeah, and a walk is a parade. You're parading around your nudity. A runner is at least trying to get out of the way and just get back home.
How many of you are doing this? Josh, just paint a picture for me.
Oh, between 6 and 8 of us.
Yeah, that's good. Have the builds of all the lads, hair colour, all that kind of stuff, just to paint a picture for me.
Or, obliging. We're all sort of slightly overweight and pasty and there's not much to look at.
You've ruined it, Josh.
Tom's lost it.
Queenie, who's on hold, had to hear that. I mean, come on. What are you doing in the nude? 133353.
Well, keep Josh's details for Tom.
Yeah.
We'll track him down.
Yeah, that'd be good. We'll come film it and put it online.
There's a weirdo following us. We're going for a nude walk, but there's a weirdo behind us who's nude following us.
133353. What are you doing in the nude? Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After 9. Remedy Black.
Mate, it's the last song of the show.
I really tried to bring it home with so much, with everything I had.
Remedy for
Black. I tried to bring this home with everything I had.
Well, because I told you to lift. You got a lift on.
Okay, can I?
Yep, here we go. Song ends like this.
Remedy, Black Crowes, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We need to get out of here very simple. We're asking on 133353, what do you do in the nude?
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Yeah, my Red Bull's worn off, so send more through, guys. Thank you. So let's get this show done and dusted with Peter, who has the final say of the night.
Yeah.
Of course, talking about when you've got nude, Peter.
Good evening, lads. How are you going? I understand I've got to be very, very quick.
Yeah.
Back in the day at the back of the glass house, it's now the Lexus Centre. We used to do a lot of outdoor work. Basically, rain, hail or shine, I used to always wear shorts and T-shirt, and the boys would always have a go at me, aren't you cold? And I'd say, look, well, shut up your engine, And so one thing led to another, and I said, look, if it was so cold, I'd swim across the Yarra, and one thing led to another. And by smoko, I had it at $100, and then one bloke turned around and said, well, look, he does a triathlon every second weekend, make him do it in the nude. And I was like, well, I need a bit more cash if I'm going to do it in the nude. Anyway, sure enough, for $147, which is a lot of money, this is going back about 20 years now, there is actual video footage of this, and for $147, and I put two slabs on straight after work, 10 to 7. Now, this is back in the day when the actual Nilex clock was working, and let me tell you, it was very, very cold, and I swam it across in the nude, and a few funny little incidents happened on the way back, and yeah, it was all pretty good, all pretty funny, and no one hid my clothes, no one hid my keys, it was all pretty much straightforward. Almost got hit by a couple of rowers. I stopped traffic on the other side of the river where the Botanical Gardens is over there, and a few little laughs, and basically covered in mud, and was sick for 2 days afterwards.
Whoa!
The water. Well, the water made me so sick.
Look, hats off to you, mate.
Yeah, that was quick.
Do you want to do the end of the show for us, Peter? Just say thanks. Been a great show. Have a good night, everyone.
You do that for us.
Yep. Have a good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Get up, having a very yummy breakfast in the morning. Enjoy your evening.
Have a good night. That's it. Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, bye.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.